Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to change your horse's frame and outline. Now, the dressage horse's frame changes depending on what stage of training he is at and what movement he is being asked to perform. Now, likewise, the dressage judge expects to see a slightly different frame according to the level of competition and the movement which she is judging. Now, changing the horse's frame or outline is a very useful schooling tool that helps to encourage the horse to work through his top line, to become more engaged, and to improve his suppleness. Now, it's also necessary to change the horse's frame in order to ride some dressage movements correctly. So in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss how to change your horse's frame and look at why you would want to do that. So firstly, what is the correct frame? Well, the term frame also refers to the horse's outline. Now, in a general sense, a horse that is working in a correct frame should be round over the back, working in an uphill manner with well-engaged hind quarters. He should be stretching through his top line to seek the bit, and with his nose either on or slightly in front of the vertical. Now, the horse's frame should be able to lengthen and shorten like an accordion while still maintaining all of those qualities. So now we know what the correct frame is, why does the horse's frame change? Well, the horse's frame changes depending on the movement he is being asked to perform. For example, collected movements will create a shorter frame, and extended movements will create a lengthened frame. Now also, over time, the frame should change naturally as the horse's training progresses and as he learns to lower his hind quarters and take more weight behind. Now for this to happen, you must work methodically through the dressage scales of training, allowing your horse to develop physically and mentally without rushing things. So now we know why the horse's frame changes, why do we want to be able to initiate the change of the horse's frame? Well, frequently changing the frame in your daily schooling sessions is a very useful tool as long as it's done correctly. Now, working the horse in a shorter and taller frame for short periods, followed by working in a longer and lower frame, will help to improve the horse's throughness, connection, engagement, strength, and overall body suppleness. Now, changing the frame frequently can also help prevent tiring muscles, ligaments, and joints, which can come from asking your horse to work in the same frame for an extended amount of time. Now, these frequent frame changes will also add a bit of variety into your horse's work. So you can either lengthen the frame or shorten the frame, and we're going to look at both of those individually. So firstly, lengthening the frame. Now, when lengthening correctly, the horse's body should appear longer from nose to tail, and the energy should continue to flow over the horse's back as he stretches for the bit. Now, lengthening the frame is an excellent way to develop connection and elasticity, and it also helps the horse lengthen his stride and to become more expressive in the way that he moves. Now, dressage tests include exercises that demand lengthening the frame. For example, the free walk on the long rein, the extended walk, and allowing the horse to stretch in working trot and working canter. These are all exercises that require a longer frame. Now also, anytime we ask the horse to lengthen his stride, such as in a medium trot or an extended canter, we should also allow him to lengthen his frame. Now in dressage tests, the lengthened framed exercises show the judge that the horse is generally working through his back from behind to seek the contact, so the training is progressing along the right lines and the way of going is correct. Now if the horse has been pulled into an outline, then he either won't lengthen the frame at all or he will simply stick his head up in the air and hollow his back. Therefore, to lengthen the horse's frame correctly, you must first be riding your horse from the back to the front, because without any meaningful engagement, there will be little or zero lengthening of the frame. So, before you can ask your horse to lengthen his frame, ensure that he is first working through the back and seeking your contact. Now, when the horse is working correctly, then lengthening the frame is simply a matter of allowing with your hands so that the horse can stretch forwards towards the bit and fill the rein. So let's talk about how you go about lengthening the frame for extended strides. So for example, if you're going to be riding a medium trot or an extended canter. Because asking the horse to reduce these extended strides and not allowing him to lengthen his frame is like stepping on the gas pedal without taking the handbrake off. The frame must be lengthened enough to allow the horse to perform the movement that you are asking of him. But you can't allow it to lengthen too much because then the horse will become strung out and all the previous engagement will be lost. So here are some steps for you. So step one is you're going to start by gradually increasing the level of impulsion, containing the energy in your elastic contact and by using half halts. And then step two, you're going to ask for bigger steps by aiding with both legs together and easing your hand slightly forward through your elbow joints to allow the horse's frame to lengthen. Now, it's important that you don't fire the horse into lengthening the stride and you don't throw away the contact, because that will push him out of balance and rhythm and he will probably fall onto his forehand and start running. Instead, you want to gradually ask the horse to lengthen his stride, allowing the contact forward as you do so, whilst keeping the tempo and the rhythm the same. Now, it is of utmost importance that the balance is maintained. But as your horse progresses in his training, then the transitions into and out of the lengthened strides can be more direct. Now, when you're teaching your horse to lengthen his stride and frame in trot, always ride the exercise in rising trot, because sitting on the horse's back can cause him to tighten up and become hollow. So now we know how to go about lengthening the frame for extended strides. Next, we're going to talk about lengthening the frame for stretching. Because allowing the horse to stretch into a longer and lower frame can be an enjoyable exercise for the horse and can therefore be used as a reward in between more challenging work. Now, the aim of lengthening the frame in this way encourages the horse to stretch through his entire top line, freeing the shoulder and loosening any tension that he might have in his back. So here are the steps for you. So step number one is you're going to keep the horse working forwards with plenty of impulsion and good activity and good rhythm. And you're going to allow the horse to gradually take the rein forward whilst following the bit. Now to do this, you're going to allow the reins to slowly slip through your fingers. But you must still maintain the contact. You're not going to give it away completely. And then step two is once the horse gets the idea and starts stretching down the reins, you can then allow him a little bit more freedom and ask for even more stretching. Now, as long as you keep a light rein contact, you maintain the rhythm, the activity and the connection, then that's mission completed. Okay, so that pretty much covers lengthening the frame. Now let's move on to shortening the frame. Now, shortening the horse's frame should come automatically and naturally as you progress through the training. The horse learns to step further underneath himself to take more weight onto his hind quarters, lightening the forehand and compressing the whole frame. Now, this enables you to ride higher level movements such as canter pirouettes, piaf and passage. Now, it's important that the shorter frame is the result of a higher degree of collection and engagement. It's not the other way around, because shortening the frame artificially with stronger rein aids will only result in stiffness and loss of activity. So just to repeat that again, because it is so important, the shorter frame comes from a higher degree of collection and engagement. You can't get the collection and engagement by artificially shortening the frame. So let's talk about how to shorten the frame correctly. Now, in order to shorten your horse's frame, you need to develop more engagement, uphill self-carriage and collection without losing the all-important connection through the back. Now, before attempting to shorten your horse's frame, he must be working correctly over a rounded and supple top line and have a genuine acceptance of the contact and an understanding of the half halt. Now, once you have these components in place, you can then work on movements such as 10 meter circles, counter canter, direct transitions, and other lateral exercises. Now, all of those combined with the use of half halts will help to strengthen your horse and to bring his balance more onto his hind legs, therefore naturally compressing the frame. Now, it's helpful to think of shortening the frame as a gathering of energy, since the more collection we require, the more impulsion is needed. Now, as mentioned, it's not merely a case of shortening the stride, but transferring the weight from the shoulders to the hindquarters. Now, lastly, when it comes to shortening the frame, it's very important to note that this process should never be rushed. It is a gradual process, and the horse must be given the time to develop the necessary strength and balance. So to wrap this episode up, as your horse progresses in his training, his frame and the way he carries himself should change. The long, low, novice outline will be replaced by a more uphill, compressed frame that enables the horse to cope with the demands of collected work. However, frequently changing the frame in your daily schooling sessions is very good practice. So you could ride a 10 meter circle in a shortened frame, followed by medium trot in a slightly longer frame, and then a 20 meter circle, allowing your horse to lengthen the frame further by stretching into a long rein. Now, when combined together, these exercises help develop the horse's strength, suppleness and throughness. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please feel free to leave us a comment at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, our training diaries, our free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.